In Focus continues on a Monday morning, and we've only got about 10 minutes left here in the program. And we've got a lot to talk about with Randy Clifford, who's the Director of Recreation with Manhattan Parks and Recreation. And we do have lines open if you have a question for Randy, and Wyatt's sticking around as well here. But Randy, let's talk a bit about your upcoming summer programs. And boy, it's exciting that just you have fun things to do.
Yeah, we're thrilled to be able to be restarting and resuming some of our programs and services. And in the area of adult sports, we've got several leagues coming up: women's pickleball, co-rec volleyball, indoor leagues. Those will both be a couple of programs we can host at our new facility. Flint Hill Summer Volleyball League, which is that middle school, high school summer league that we offer every year. Summer Sand Volleyball Leagues, registration opens today for those. Those are always very popular. In the area of youth sports, we're doing our Tiny Tumblers gymnastics. It's a kind of a entry-level gymnastics program in partnership with Paragon. My first T-ball, and then we're our first leagues that we're getting back to in over a year. Baseball, softball, and T-ball leagues are all being offered, and registration is open for those. For T-ballers or the underage group, and then baseball, softball, we offer leagues for first to sixth grade. So registration has been open on those for a while, and we encourage people to get signed up there. We also have a summer volleyball camp program that's very popular that we offer. It'll be having a couple sessions this summer. In the area of arts and humanities, we're doing some dance classes if we can get some instructors. I mean, one of the things that's interesting for us is, last year when everything shut down with the pandemic, we lost all of our, part-time and seasonal staff. So now we're having to rebuild a lot of our personnel. And the seasonal staff that we hire are pretty critical to our mission. And yet we don't have a lot of those people, in place. And so we're going through that process of recruitment and hiring and trying to find people to restart some of our programs. And some of these things we're going to be doing are going to be contingent on getting people instructors secured and being able to hire people to meet some of those needs there. And if we don't get them for the summer, we'll need to work toward getting them for the fall. But we are trying to offer some limited dance classes and some arts and craft classes this summer for youth, primarily for youth. We're also trying to do some in-house theater workshops. Again, no large scale musical or theater camp, but something that we do that's more of a workshop format. The offer of the Culinary Kids Club, again, that went really well, program we did in partnership with Hy-Vee. A couple of our standby programs that we've had for years, a Little Apple Day Camp and the Arts in the Park are both on track. Little Apple Day Camp, because of staffing levels, we have not been able to hire a lot of staff there yet. So we are somewhat limited in the number of participants that we can handle until we're hopefully able to recruit some more staff. But the hiring process has been pretty slow. So we are waitlist only on Little Apple Day Camp. We opened it up the first day of registration, and those spots went pretty quickly. And then Arts in the Park, we are offering that free concert in the summer. We are, some extent, have gone out and tried to secure some additional sponsor support so that we can continue to provide more concerts at the level we have in the past, and I think that will help offset some of those costs that were a concern when we were looking at some of our earlier budget charges. So lots of things happening in those program areas.
Do you have any artists that you can announce yet with the Arts in the Park schedule?
There are some in place, but I do not have the information in front of me. And okay. my staff person who works on that is probably guarding that closely.
Well, you also have some special events that are coming up. And, these are, it's been a long time coming that we have not had a lot of these fun things. So let's talk a little bit about the Youth Outdoor Adventure Challenge. This sounds like a lot of fun.
Great, great fun. We've had this event, I think, our fourth year on this. It's a partnership with Wildwood Adventure Park. And it's just an outdoor adventure course that kids can run in. The 1 mile obstacle course for boys, girls, ages 5 to 14. And we have different age groups that they participate in. We encourage people to get out and enjoy the outdoors. And kids really enjoy this event. We typically will max out our registration for that event. And you generally take about 200 kids for that particular activity, so certainly one to check out if you haven't already looked into it. Trunk in the Trunk Community Garage Sale, this is a new event for us, and we are offering people the opportunity to pull basically pull into a parking slot, and you can buy up to two of those at City Park Water Park parking lot on April 24th. And you rent that spot just for, you know, what would be kind of a mobile garage sale. In other words, the things you can kind of bring with you and set up in that small space. We will offer a half day event for people to come out and register and then sell garage sale items. And it's kind of a fun way to do it in more of a community format. And then we've got the Little Apple Bike Swap the next day on April 25th, which is the Gilbert Wheat Fault Pavilion. Again, that's a nice partnership event that we do with Kids Bike Recycling and Pathfinder to help kids basically recycle bikes, and bring one in and take another one out. They can kind of work on bikes some as well during that event. So several events coming up this month we want to encourage people to check out. Also had the drive-through Easter event this past weekend at Hy-Vee that went very well. We had almost 1,000 kids come through for that event. And I know there was other Easter activities in the community as well. So it was nice to see people being able to get out and do some of those things too.
Yeah. Let's just kind of, we've just got a few minutes left here in the program, Randy. We're talking with Randy Clifford with Manhattan Parks and Recreation. Bring us up to date on what's the plans for the pools in the community.
Absolutely. We are moving forward with opening two of our water parks this summer. We plan to open City Park in Northview, and right now we're on tap to open on Memorial Day weekend, so that's Saturday, May 29th. We are also going to be offering our swim lessons and some of our adult exercise classes. We're tweaking those schedules a little bit in order to allow for the fact that we don't have the Seco location in the mix. And so registration is now open for swim lessons and adult exercise classes, and then a little bit later we'll open up our season pass sales, and our water park rentals will become available on May 1st. So you can follow the Aquatics Facebook page. We encourage people to watch for latest announcements and news on Aquatics, on the MHKPRD Aquatics site, and get the latest. But we're excited about getting geared up. You know, again, with not having any water parks open last summer, it's nice to be able to get most of our facilities back up and running this year, and working with, you know, some restrictions or limitations as needed and as required, but we will certainly be nice to have that available for people this year.
Well, I'm looking at your list of, and this is kind of related with everything that you've got going on. You have a lot of jobs that are open right now.
We do, and it's really, I want to highlight that, because that is going to dictate to some extent what we're able to offer in terms of some of our classes and programs, some of our activities that we want to provide. We've got to get some people hired. When we lose your entire, you know, seasonal workforce, as we did last year, and now we've been able to start bringing them back on, but it is kind of a slow process, and we do need to hire a lot of people. So if anybody is looking for something for the summer, we have many, many opportunities in a variety of areas, as noted with some of the jobs we've got listed that we provided to you, Dave. And also you can go to the cityofmhk.com /jobs website and see all those jobs, apply, and we encourage people to check that out, because we do need folks in a lot of different areas.
Okay. Are those jobs listed on your website by chance?
Yes, they are.
Okay. And that website is mhkprd.com. Lots of information available there, including all the special events and the programs. It's kind of nice to get back to be able to do some fun things for the community, isn't it, Randy?
Yeah, we're really excited about that, Dave. It's not something that we enjoyed this past year, where we weren't able to provide a lot of those programs for the community. That's what we're about, what we want to do. And so, yeah, in all these areas, we're getting, our staff is thrilled to be able to start putting some programs out there again. And we are kind of trying to build to even, you know, more of that by the fall, and have closer to more of our normal lineup of activities.
Well, that's good news. Randy, we need to move on here. Thank you for joining us. Randy Clifford, Director of Recreation. Also, thanks to Wyatt Thompson, Assistant Director for Manhattan Parks and Recreation, here on K-Man's In Focus. The GMCF Community Hour is next.